listener production.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Why am I jealous of my ex?
I am so stressed all the time.
How do I get into a routine?
Is TikTok making me anxious?
I think I'm being manipulated.
Someone told me you could live with half a brain.
This is Do You Fucking Mind? Mindset Hacks for a Badass Life. Hosted by me, Alexis Fernandez.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the episode of today. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what to do when the people around you are not supportive of your goals. The amount of times that I have been asked this question, and I totally understand it. And it comes from all avenues. So this could be when your husband, when your partner, when your whatever is not supportive of your goals, when your friends are not supportive, like they try and bring you down when you try and start something new. And then, of course, there's where your family is not supportive of your goals. And there's, A, so many reasons why that might happen, why someone might not be supportive. B, there's a difference between someone not supporting you versus sabotaging you actively. So we're going to talk about that as well. And then there's a whole bunch of things that you can do to try and, if not get them to change their ways, to manage that aspect of the relationship so you don't feel like it's kind of weighing you down and it's making you feel like shit when you're trying to do something, you know, good for yourself. So hopefully by the end of this episode, you're going to feel a lot more empowered. You're going to feel like someone not supporting you isn't actually getting in the way of you achieving what it is that you want to achieve. Cool. Before we get into that, though, I have a major announcement. This is, I reckon this would be the biggest announcement since starting the podcast because it is so heavily related to the podcast and so, just so fucking exciting. But basically the announcement is that I am doing my first ever podcast live show, which is huge. It's going to be 23rd of May in Sydney at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville. I am so fucking excited for this. Yes, it is only one show to start with. I will eventually at some point will want to do a tour, but that's definitely not on the horizon. Right now, I'm just focusing on doing my first ever live show, and that is, of course, in my home city of Sydney. Guys, I am so excited. I don't even know. Oh, I don't even know how to put it into words because it's something that I've spoken about forever. I've spoken about maybe I do this kind of event. I've spoken on panels. I've done other people's events and I've loved every second of it. And every time I've done that and met my own listeners, my beans, it has just confirmed in me that I really wanted to do this. And I don't know, I'm sure there's many random factors as to why it's taken so long for me to do a live show, but here we are. It is a live show and I'm so excited. So if you're listening to this episode the day that this episode goes live, which is the 13th of March, Wednesday, 13th of March, at 10 a.m. today, the pre-sale tickets go live. Now, to access pre-sale tickets, all you have to do is get on the mailing list. If you're already on my mailing list at 10 a.m., you're going to receive the link for the pre-sale tickets. If you're not yet on the mailing list, just go to www.dyfmpod.com. Sign up. You just scroll all the way down to the bottom at the footer of the website. Just sign up to the mailing list and you will receive a link within, you know, not that long after you sign up, you'll receive a link to purchase the pre-sale tickets. Then if you are not on the mailing list and you want to access the tickets, the normal sale tickets will go live on Friday at, I'm guessing, 10 a.m. as well, but I will confirm that closer to the day. So yeah, I'm fucking excited. I'm going to get to talk to you. I'm going to get to see you all in person. Bring your friends. It's going to be amazing. Wow. And I'll be, you know, answering your questions there. I'm not going to fully disclose yet what the whole show is going to be about, but there's just a lot of good stuff and I cannot wait for this in person. I could do an entire episode about my levels of adrenaline and excitement peaking about this, but yeah, we'll just save that excitement for the actual show itself. So set your alarms for 10 a.m., jump on the mailing list, sign up to the mailing list, and then get your tickets to the live show. Cool beans. Wow, I'm so happy. I just can't believe I've even announced it. This is huge. Huge. This is like the biggest night of my year. 23rd of May. Pumped! Okay, let's get straight into the episode of today. So, like I said, we're talking about what to do when others around you are not supportive of your goals. First, I thought it would be good to talk about what does this look like when someone is not supportive of your goals, because it can play out or manifest in many different ways, okay? And also for many different reasons, like I said earlier. One of the ways that it manifests is when spouses, partners, or friends, they just don't get it. It's this idea of like, I don't get why you're doing that. I don't really understand. And when I talk about goals, we're talking about financial goals, business goals, decisions you make around your own health, whether it's physical health or mental health or whatever it is. I'm going to go and travel. I'm going to quit my job and do this. I'm going to invest all my money in this. I'm going to sell this. All these big decisions that you make that work towards your goals. There are going to be people that are supportive of it and people that are not. A huge one that I get emailed about is, I'm on this fitness journey, this health and wellness journey. I'm trying to be really strict with myself. I'm trying to get up and train, and my partner just does not support it. They're condescending. They make little comments on the side. They try and tempt me out, like tempt me to do other things. Why is that, and how do I stop it? So there's all these different ways. So the first one is when people just don't get it. It's this, I don't understand, I don't get it. So then they're going to joke around with you. They're going to be slack. They're going to just not really help you. And if there's ever the opportunity to entice you to do something else, they're probably going to try and do that. Another one is where people will directly laugh at what it is that you're doing, or they make kind of jokes or backhanded comments about what it is that you're doing. They're very sarcastic about this thing that you want to embark on. Another one that you might often be confronted with is people constantly challenging you as to why, you know, why it is that you're doing what you're doing, or why they think it's such a stupid decision, or why they are so sure that it's not going to work for you, or why you're being an idiot doing this thing. And a big one for that is a lot of people, it's family who does this, where they're challenging you, that's a stupid decision, why are you doing that? We taught you better, that kind of thing. A lot of people, they get that from their parents. Also, another way that people might not be supportive of your goals is when people make these unfair or unkind statements to you, being like, all right, so what makes you think that it's going to work this time? This is the 10th time you've tried it, without offering a way of supporting you to do it differently. So for example, let's say you've wanted to sign up for the gym, but every time you sign up for the gym, you stick it out for 2 weeks and then you just fail. And then you try again and fail. And so you renounce to your family, I'm signing up for the gym again, I'm going to do this. And everyone's like, yeah, right, what's going to be different this time? Ha ha, it's the 10th time. That's not helpful. Helpful would be if someone says, pulls you aside and says, hey, look, I noticed this is like, you've tried to do this many times over. How can I help you so you stick it out this time? So notice the difference there. It's okay to, if they're close enough and if they're relevant, I think it's okay to say to your friend, look, I actually want to help you, but this is something you do all the time. How can we tackle this differently? Let me help you. Versus you laughing at them for attempting something again that matters to them. If you really cared, and if you're someone, like I do with most of my episodes, everything I talk to you about, you have to flip it around and say, do I do this to people that I care about? Do I do this to my friends? Am I the one making comments like that? Because if you're going to make a comment like that to your friend, ask, am I actually being supportive? Is this actually helping them? And if not, well then say, how can I A, edit this comment so it does help them, or just not make the comment at all, okay? And then lastly, it can manifest in the way of people accusing you of changing or being selfish as a way of deterring you from doing that thing. Oh, you used to be fun, now you're boring. Or, oh, you're so selfish, you only think about yourself now. You only think about your journey and you. And that makes you feel really guilty and really bad. It makes you feel like you're doing something wrong. So then you kind of back off on your goals so you appease the people around you. So those are just a handful of examples of what it can manifest as. Now, before I talk about what you can do, let's talk about why people do it. Because it's very easy to, I think there's a difference between someone intentionally doing something versus someone trying to do something else for a different reason and not realizing how much it's hurting you. While it's important to keep other people's feelings top of mind, I think it's also good to have a broad enough understanding and a broad enough awareness that a lot of the time when people do this to you, it sounds cliche, but it's not as personal as you think it is. So yes, it's personal in the sense that it's hurting you, but most of the time when people sabotage you or don't support you, or it's very much a reflection of how this person is feeling. So I don't want you sitting here thinking I'm being attacked, people hate me, people don't want me to succeed. A lot of the time it's just a big mirror, a big reflection of what's going on inside the other person. So let's talk about why people do this. Number one, lack of understanding. The big main culprits of that are parents, grandparents, family members. So for example, something that might be completely normal for your generation to do, your parents will be like, but I just don't understand why you're doing that. You're just wasting your money. Why would you? I just don't get it. I don't. And so they're constantly challenging you. It's not because they want you to fail. It's because they just, what their norm was is now probably so different for you. And so they just don't want to see you get hurt. Meanwhile, you're like, I'm not getting hurt. I'm fine. There's all these examples around me of people that have done what I want to do, travel, quit my job, do this or whatever it is, and they're fine. So a lack of understanding is a huge one why people will do it. It's not because they want to attack you. Another one, very big in families, is fear that you will fail. So fear that the money that you're investing, you'll lose it all. Fear that you don't have that secure 9-to-5 job. Fear that you're putting your body through too much when you should just kind of calm down and just fucking get married and settle down and all that shit. So their way of protecting you is to try and pull you down out of the clouds and be like, just calm down. Just play it safe, play it safe, play it safe. If you play it safe, you'll be secure and security equals happiness. And we want you to be happy. Okay. But then what happens is they actually hurt you because they're a block in the way of you and your goals. This is really common with risk aversive people. People that are terrified to take risks are going to project that onto people that they love as well. So again, that's not an attack. So while it can be really annoying, they're doing it because they love you. Another one is people might struggle to see how it's beneficial. So if it doesn't benefit them, why would it benefit you? You know, they're only looking at it from their perspective. The next one would be they feel that they personally will be negatively affected. So if someone is your party partner, your go-to party partner, and everything they do as far as like they go hard, they drink, they go... If you then go on this massive health kick and you're like, I'm fucking done with alcohol, that is directly going to affect how they socialize and how they party. So they might have a different agenda as to why you should stop doing it. And it's got nothing to do with it. You know, it's not going to benefit you, but it will benefit them if you don't do that thing. And then like, that's just an extreme of it, but there's going to be many, many other avenues of where that can apply as well, where you think this person is somehow impacted by this decision that I've made. They don't want me to move cities. We're best friends. I'm wanting to move to another city. They're going to try to show me why it's such a bad idea because they don't want to lose me. Okay. And then two more. Another one is insecure, feeling like change is coming and they're worried that it will impact the relationship. A lot of people don't like change because change equals unknown for a lot of things. And a lot of people fear the unknown. So they're like, what if you change and what if you get new friends and then our friendship isn't going to be as close? Or what if when you start doing this, then you're going to feel a different way or you're going to like different things? So they get insecure and then they try and block you from doing that thing. And then lastly, this is a bit more of a not so nice one. Not that all of them are nice, but if someone is competitive and they're always competing with you, then they're going to see your success as their demise. Okay. It's definitely not the case, but that's how they're going to perceive it. And if you succeeding equals them feeling shit about themselves, they're going to try and stop you from succeeding. Not because they're evil. They're only thinking about themselves in this scenario and their insecurities and trying to make themselves not feel like shit. So they're looking at it from their perspective and they're thinking, if them succeeding means I feel worse, I just need to stop them from getting too big. I'll just keep them here. It's not that I want them to suffer either, but I also can't fathom feeling like an absolute failure in this friendship, in this relationship, in this dynamic. Okay. So it sounds awful, but that is what a lot of people do. People that will pit themselves against their friends. They'll see like we're competing with each other. If you're in a relationship where you don't feel like you're competing with your friends ever, that's not going to be an issue, obviously, but trust me, as you guys have, you guys listen to my listener questions all the time. We all know that that seems to be a very common theme with a lot of relationships. Now, like I said at the start of the episode, there is a difference between not supporting you versus literally getting in the way of you achieving your goals by sabotaging, by putting you down. you know, being not supportive is a spectrum, and it's really important to identify where people sit on that spectrum, because there is different things that you can do depending on where people sit in that spectrum. Because, you know, there's you could say, for example, I really want to stop eating sugar. I eat way too much sugar at nighttime before bed. It fucks my sleep. It fucks everything. I just don't want to eat so much sugar. It's simple. And there's a difference between someone saying, okay, cool, but not doing anything. And when you eat sugar, they don't say a word. They're just like not doing a thing, versus someone saying, oh yeah, okay, cool. And then it's nighttime. Have some chocolate. Have a piece of chocolate. Go on, go on. It's just one. You've earned it. You deserve it. You've earned it. And then, of course, you cave. And then you're like, for fuck's sake, you literally just like were, you know that I cave. You know that I'm going to do that. And you've just literally fed me chocolate. You placed chocolate in my mouth. And I'm really annoyed about that. Now, before I get in any further, another thing to keep in mind is I don't want you thinking that someone is not being supportive by not being your accountability coach. So what I mean by that, if you say to your partner, you're at home, you live with your partner, and you say, I don't want to eat sugar at night, there's a massive difference between it gets to night and they say, okay, cool, cool, cool. Yep, that's fine. I won't eat sugar either. We'll do it together. And then it gets to nighttime and you're like, God, I really want chocolate. I really want chocolate. I really want chocolate. And they're like, well, we're kind of sticking to this thing. We're not eating sugar. And then you go into the pantry and then you eat the chocolate. And then you say, why did you let me eat the chocolate? That's not fair. Okay. Then you also don't want to damage the relationship by making them be the drill sergeant. That's not their responsibility. What you're asking here is don't sabotage me and don't get in my way. And if possible, support me. But you're also not saying, I expect you to be the drill sergeant. I expect you to be the gatekeeper and my accountability coach and to do all the hard work, because that then puts an unfair dynamic on the relationship and it makes you annoyed at them and resent them when they're actually trying to help you, okay? So it's not other people's job to police you. That is your responsibility to police yourself. But what you're asking for in relationships is, when I am policing myself, I would expect the minimum level of support from you, okay? I don't want you to sabotage me, and whenever possible, how can you help and encourage me, because I would want to do the same for you, okay? So when you are asking people for support, it is important that you speak to them in a certain way. And the number one thing that you have to say, first of all, is I don't expect you to understand me in order to support me. I think a lot of people will use the argument of like, but I don't get it. You also don't, well, maybe some people do, but a lot of people don't understand fucking electricity, how I can switch a lamp above my head and it turns on. I don't get it, but I'm happy to fucking use it. So you don't have to understand everything in order to comply, to cooperate, to adhere. So you can say to these people, trust me, I've done the risk analysis. I'm not going to die. I will be fine. But if you don't understand it, I'm also okay with that. But I just ask that you don't sabotage or get in the way. That's all I ask. You don't have to understand me in order to support me, okay? The next one is to say to them, if it's so hard for you to support me, then don't, but don't stand in my way, okay? This is a big one with couples. If your partner is joking and this and that and sabotaging, you've got to draw a very, very, very harsh line. You've got to say, you're getting to the point now where you're actually being unfair to me. And if you can't find it in your heart to support me when I'm doing something that I'm excited about, I'll have to live with that. What I will not accept is you actively sabotaging me, laughing at me, making comments about how this is the 12th time I've tried to do that. That ends now, okay? And it's not a joke. You're not here laughing about it. You have to make a stern, strong statement about that. Then I want you to ask yourself, you know, maybe this person not being supportive to me affects them, you know? So maybe if I'm asking, I need you to be supportive. I need you to do this. Is it a hindrance to them? Are you putting them out by asking that person to help you? Because sometimes if that's the case, then you can be like, right, maybe I was putting too much on you. Maybe I was like expecting too much from you. Maybe that wasn't fair. So maybe I just need to like step it back and just focus on my own thing. But like I said, for a lot of relationships, sometimes it's just the awareness. Sometimes you'll embark on something, someone isn't receptive, they're not supportive, and then you kind of think, oh, okay, they're not supportive, and then you go back to not doing anything. Sometimes just letting your friend or family or partner know that their behavior is not cool is enough to make it stop. Because most people are good. Most people are kind, especially the people that love you. So sometimes it's just awareness. Sometimes you've got to be like, hey, I don't want to get upset. I don't want to get angry, but I just want to let you know that you've actually been coming across as blocking me from achieving my goal. Is that what you want? Like, just hit them fucking right between the eyes. People don't ask these hard questions often enough. You need to get them right between the eyes and ask them the honest questions. Just saying, is this your intention? Put them on the spot. It's not like, oh, you're not supporting me. Like, ask them. It's always better to hear it from them, to put it on them. Don't presume. Just say, hey, this is what I'm reading. Is that accurate? And then they have to explain themselves. I'd be mortified if someone said to me, oh, Alexis, like if Liv turned around and said, based on your fucking behavior lately, you are not supporting of my goals. Is this true and why? I would be like, what? And then I have to do an inventory into how I've been behaving. And then if it was true, I'd have to obviously apologize and be horrified, right? So sometimes it's just being like, I see what you're doing. I'm not an idiot. And I just want to give you the opportunity to clarify. You have to do that, especially with like your partner who you live with, your friends, all of that. And then the beauty of that is if they're hell-bent on sabotaging you, then they're going to say it outright. They're going to say, you know what? Yep. I do want to get in the way because of these reasons. And then you can turn around and say, okay, cool. I'm glad that we're now understanding where each other's coming from. So now you see where I stand. I see where you stand. So let's just have this as like kind of off bounds. I'm not going to expect you to support me and I'm not going to rub it in your face. I'm just going to do my own thing. All I ask for you from you is that you don't sabotage me. And then what I'll give you in return is I won't talk about my goals to you. Okay. And mind you, that is the last resort. And this is normally reserved for people that are kind of in your life that you're not like, you probably wouldn't need to do that with friends because what kind of a friend really is that? But this is probably more common with, hate to say it, but with family, parents and stuff like that, where obviously they're in your life because there's many other reasons why they're in your life and you do love them, but there's a lot of shit that you got to put up with as well. But that's one of the situations where you might draw those boundaries with family, being like, right, you're not going to support me. I'm done sharing. I'm done sharing my milestones. I'm done sharing my excitement. If every time I get excited, this is how you respond, then you've uninvited yourself from having insight into this area of my life. Trust me, it feels so much better because sometimes people say, well, every time I share this with my sister, like it's just, you know, she makes me feel like, stop sharing it. Stop sharing it with your sister. And then your sister will start seeing that you've got all these people supporting you, all these people that are cheering you on, and they're now going to feel left out. Why? Because they sabotaged it for themselves. Okay. So you've got to ask the hard question. Number one, you've got to understand where this person's coming from. Because when you realize maybe they're like this because they feel like they're losing me, how can I be really open with them being like, listen, you're not losing me. This is just where I'm heading. It's fine. Let's have this conversation. But then if they're just being a straight up asshole, then that's where you can really draw the line being like, I don't need you to support me. So I will not burden you with my excitement of things that I really want to do with my life if it's such a burden for you. However, what I will not put up with is you sabotaging me. And if you try and sabotage me again, I retreat further back with sharing that part of my life with you. Okay? People can be uninvited to have access to certain areas of your life. And if you're somebody who really struggles to get goals done and to really see something through, then you need to be very stingy with who you share your goals and aspirations with. Because for someone that already has a very low threshold of motivation and sticking power and grit, if your threshold is fucking low and the smallest thing topples you off and you're back to square one, then you've got to be so selective on who's around you to help you. You need all the fucking help you can get. So if you're going to be hanging around someone who's always putting you down when you've got really low motivation at the best of times, it's a recipe for disaster. So you have to set those boundaries and you've got to put parameters in place. If you're like, my husband never supports me, start working on your goal and don't tell your husband that you're working on the goal. If he notices it, congratulations to him for noticing, but it's like, I'm done trying to get you to support me. I'm now going to do this and I'm going to call on some friends to be, you know, my supporters. I'm going to get on a forum and find a random community that's going to make me feel good about this. But I'm done trying to get this person to help me. If it's not in them, it's not in them. I can't force that level of, you know, emotion or support or cooperation from somebody. Now, again, obviously, a good relationship, a healthy relationship, you would want people to at least want to try to be that person for you. I think it is cause for concern if someone's never supporting you, especially if it's a partner, if they're always putting you down, that is a red flag. A lot of podcasts that I've done on like really unhealthy relationships, and one of the warning signs of certain unhealthy relationships is them not supporting you growing and spreading your wings and all of that. So this episode is more targeted at not necessarily toxic, unhealthy relationships. It's just relationships where you're like, oh, I wish this thing was better, or I've noticed this trend or this pattern in this person's behavior. Because you are completely in your right to, you know, work on personal goals that are going to help you progress in your life. Obviously, everything that I just said, we're talking about goals that just directly impact you, your health, your physical health, your mental health, all of that. If we're talking about a goal where you're married and you're like, my goal is to move to the other side of the world, and your partner's not down for it because they've got legitimate reasons, that is completely separate. That's something completely different. You've got to, if you're looking at forcing your partner to move to another country, they've got to want to do it too. That's different. So we're talking about personal goals where someone's just sabotaging for not a good enough reason. Okay. That is what I'm talking about. Guys, hopefully that has put you in a headspace to feel like you're a little bit more in control of these scenarios. And then you can get more selective with who is on board and who's not going to be on board. Because one thing that you can't do is you can't force someone to be supportive. You cannot. The sooner you can admit that someone's not helping you, the better. Okay, because sometimes you'll be banging your head against a wall for decades being like, I wish my parents were on board with it. It's not going to happen. For certain people, it's not going to fucking happen. So you actually liberate yourself when you come to terms with reality. If you're in denial, who's suffering? You, not your parents. They're like, sweet, we're getting what we want. We're manipulating this our child, obviously not, hopefully not out of being evil, but like we're wanting them to keep doing what they're doing. We don't want them to move. We don't want them to take this new job. We don't want them to invest all their money. And they're doing that. So it's great. Okay. So the way you have to look at it is, instead of banging my head against this brick wall, trying to get someone to change, I need to change how I go about my goals. And sometimes that means changing the people who are there to support me for this particular goal. You don't have to eliminate people from your life, but you do have to be selective on who goes on a goal journey with you. There are many things that you can do without letting people know if you know they're not going to be supportive. And then you can just tell them once it's done. Oh, by the way, I've bought this ticket. I'm moving to another country. It's done. So you can say whatever you want, but it's done. You're not swaying my decision anymore. Or, by the way, I've actually started at the gym 3 months ago. I feel fucking unbelievable. And because your negative comments went in my head, I actually stuck to it. Things like that. Okay. That is all for today's episode. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Please go and sign up for the mailing list if you have not already. It's www.dyfmpod.com. Scroll to the bottom and just enter your email and subscribe to the mailing list. And so pre-sale, 10 a.m. today, and then the normal sale goes in 2 days' time on Friday. I am so excited. Just, yeah, wow. And that's all. Love you guys so much. Love my global beans and to my global beans. Hopefully we can make them all a big success, any live show that I've got coming up, and then we'll do a worldwide bean tour. Good times. Love you so much. As always, remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to your brain. Don't take shit from anyone, and especially don't take shit from yourself. Danke.
Listener.